on the town.
都市掠影。
From BBC Learning English.
I think in the summer the seafront's a great place to visit. There's, you know, lots to do and lots of pubs to go to.
I love Brighton. It's my favourite place in the whole world. I really can't think of anywhere that I'd rather spend a sunny summer evening. It's diverse and it's cultured and it's, the people are just so friendly and it's completely different to the rest of the UK.
Those are some of the people I spoke to in Brighton last week. 大家好，我是杨丽。
And I'm Finn. And it's a pity I didn't get to go this time, Lee. But of course, I'm very happy to be presenting this programme with you. Now, Brighton is a wonderful place to visit.
Yes, it is. The main attraction, of course, is...the seaside.
That's right, but Brighton also has a lot of other interesting places to see, such as the Royal Pavilion, as this university student Andy told us.
The Brighton Pavilion is Brighton's main landmark. It's a kind of almost the Taj Mahal. It's Indian architecture on the outside, but Oriental design on the inside. It's a fusion of different cultures. It reflects Brighton. It's got a massive history which goes along with the city from its very beginnings when I think it was the Prince Regent first built the rail line to come to Brighton, which is why it was such a massive city.
Now, the Royal Pavilion used to be a royal residence which was built in the early 19th century, and it was built as a seaside palace for the then Prince Regent. It's often referred to, though, as the Brighton Pavilion.
The Royal Pavilion 和 The Brighton Pavilion 都指的是皇家行宫，是英国摄政王子于19世纪修建的海滨行宫。
And it's built in a similar style to the famous Taj Mahal in India.
行宫的建筑风格同印度泰姬陵相仿 ,The Taj Mahal, 不过内部装饰却沿袭了东方式的设计。
Yes, Oriental design. So, it's a fusion of different cultures.
不同文化的融合。
Now, speaking about different cultures, one of the largest arts festivals in the UK, the Brighton Festival, takes place right here in Brighton.
没错，一年一度的英国布莱顿艺术节 Brighton Festival 已经开始了。创办于1966年的布莱顿艺术节啊，是英格兰最大规模的多元艺术节，每年五月春暖花开季节举行，为期三周。
And Brighton Festival has been on the go since 1966. So, why do people keep coming back year after year?
Well, I put this question to a few people on the streets.
I think it's because Brighton's a lovely city to visit, and people can see a diverse range of shows, music, theatre, and there's an awful lot going on just all over the city because the festival is on. Not just the main events in the theatres, but also in small bars and clubs and restaurants. Everybody's getting into it and contributing.
他说，布莱顿艺术节活动不仅仅在剧院、音乐厅和海滨广场举行，而且呀，深入到大街小巷的酒吧、俱乐部和餐馆里面，进而人人参与，人人贡献。
One of the unique things about Brighton Festival are the open house artists.
Open house artists, 艺术家对外开放日。
John Ellis lives in Brighton, and he thinks this idea of having open house artists is wonderful.
We have something like over 50 houses that are open. From a Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, you just walk into the house, basically, and walk around the living room looking at art on the walls. It's great. Often people give you a cup of tea or a glass of wine and say hello. And it can be sculpture, it can be watercolours, it can be oils, it can be abstract. So you've got a real wide variety, depending on what your taste is.
What a nice idea. You just walk into an artist's house and look around.
That's true. Mm. But talking about art, what is your taste, Finn? 你喜欢哪种艺术风格呢? Sculpture? Watercolors? Oils? Or abstract?
Oh, let me see now, Lee. Oh, sculpture, 那就是雕塑. Watercolors, 水彩. Oils, 油画. Or...Abstract, 抽象化。其实这些我都很喜欢，不过我最欣赏的还是这个抽象的雕塑 ,abstract sculptures. And you?
Well, I like oil paintings best.
Oh, I thought you might.
Now, during the festival, there are also some debates and lectures taking place.
Now, let's listen to Andy, who we heard from earlier. He's a media student, and he says that these lectures are very engaging.
There are lectures which go on discussing kind of topical issues and current affairs. They kind of get broadsheet columnists and editors to come down and will chair a debate. Things about topical issues like parenting and politics.
So these aren't the kind of lectures you might attend at university. Instead, he says they discuss things like parenting and topical issues.
Parenting, 如何做父母。这些活动啊，都是由英国大报的专栏作家 columnists 编辑。Editors 来主持的，看来英国也讲究名人效应哦。
Well, Lee, I think that's true everywhere. But as long as the audience like you, then that's what matters.
Well, I hope our audience likes our program about Brighton.
And you've been listening to BBC Learning English. See you soon.
Bye.
On the town.
都市略影。
From BBC Learning English.